Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man, Casanova Williams, with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Cass is Crazy Edition. Now, first, you know, always got to thank y'all for everything y'all been doing for me. Listen to my podcast, Rock It With Me. You know, I mean, it's been a journey, a beautiful journey. This podcast has led to other podcasts that are popping with my wife, Divorce Not an Option. My wife's going to be starting her podcast soon, her individual one. It's helped with the network, theculturedradio.com. Your support on my skin brand, my product line, cultured.skin. And like I said, I just appreciate you. Also, you know, y'all see my skits and what I'm doing on the Black Men's Mental Health Instagram page. So follow that. Also follow me on TikTok, Black Men's Mental Health on TikTok, man. Like I own it all right? You know what I'm saying? Black Men's Mental Health, okay? So what I'm going to talk about this, man, I've been seeing this craziness happening. And it just makes me reflect on my experience. Now, if you see lately, all these people getting kicked off Carnival cruises, all these fights happening, all this stuff. Now, it makes me feel ashamed to be black. I'm going to be real, guys, because, you know, and unfortunately, this one, I can't defend my black men because they act in the fool as well. Now, tell me if I'm crazy, but why are we so aggressive and violent towards each other? All right. Now, first, because I want nobody in my comments saying bullshit. All right. So I'm going to make this clear, which I always do every podcast. In no way am I saying other cultures are not violent. Other cultures don't fight. I'm not saying that. All I am saying is that I can't worry about other cultures, okay? I'm worried about my culture, the culture I'm part of because I'm black. It seems that we are so violent towards each other, okay, that we can't even go on a vacation that's supposed to make us happy, relax, without violence. Now, I've been on several cruises, several carnival cruises. I think I'm a platinum person. I know that I think they're changing it up now. But, you know, I've been on a lot of carnival cruises and other cruise lines as well. So one thing I do hate about cruising with Carnival is, I'm not going to lie, people, the black people. With Carnival, if you do the 3 to 4 day Carnival cruise, which is cheap as hell, you know, you're going to get a lot of black people. And it's not the, well, black people. You have the black people, the lady with the baby that's in the diaper. You got the guy that's wearing the bummy sneakers or the Timberlands with the shorts. You got the women that hair's all nasty and nappy, wearing a bathing suit that is too small for them. You got the old grandmothers that are walking around in the muumuus and the women that are in the hair bonnet. You have the loudness, you have the ghetto-ness, you have the drunkenness. And this is not me being biased towards my people. This is just what I have seen on my 10 plus cruises on Carnival. Now, I have been on probably 20 cruises, maybe, if over the years. First time I ever cruised with my wife. And, you know, and that one was a 7 day. So I enjoyed it. And when you go beyond the 5 day cruises, when the money gets up there, you tend not to have those type of people on there because they can't afford it. So, you know, me and my wife, you know, we take a lot of those cruises. We just did Virgin, and we did a 5-day cruise on Virgin, and we're about to go, I think, do Margaritaville, do a 5-day on there with our kids. So, you know, we do the cruises 5 days and up, and other cruise lines, it tend to be less black people on there, or at least less ghetto black people. But Carnival Cruise, when you do that weekend cruise, that 3-day one, that 4-day one, and we've done, you know, pretty a handful of those, you know, just in order to get away for the weekend, you know, do something. It is a lot of ghetto-ness. Now it's getting worse. Now, we have not done Carnival Cruise in a long time. We have done Celebrity, MSC, we have done Virgin, you know, so we are doing the other cruises. But we haven't done Carnival because it's a little ghetto. But now they're fighting on the cruises. Now you have people online talking about how they sneak on alcohol and weed. And it's always my black people. Why are we so violent towards each other? Am I crazy? But why are we so violent? Every city ghetto, we're killing each other. We're fighting each other. And we're promoting this as a flex. Like, and this is what kills me about black people. We promote these things as if they are a flex. Now, if you're old school like me, maybe you don't know what a flex is. You know what I'm saying? But flexes mean like it's a positive thing. It's a good thing. It's a swag thing. It's popping. It's what you should be doing if you want to be happening or trendy. And we're promoting this stuff like it's popping. Now, I've never seen a generation that was more self-incriminating than this one. If you know how to get liquor and weed onto the cruise line, why will you post a video on it? There was one guy that posted a video live from the goddamn cruise line of him smoking weed in the room. Somebody that saw his live, whether it was on the boat or it was at home and they called Carnival Cruise, called the boat line, let the captain know, and literally 20 minutes later, they came to his room and they said at the next port, we're going to kick you off. Carnival ain't playing, but people still keep doing, especially black people. Why? Am I crazy? What is the need we have to fight each other? Why is it that we can't go somewhere and feel safe? I know as a black person, I feel when I was in college and I used to go out to the club, I felt more safer in the white clubs than I did in any black clubs. And a black club always had to be defensive. I always had to look out, you know, because if you look at somebody wrong, that's a problem. If you step on the shoes or bump into somebody, that could be a problem. You know, I was in college and my friend was at a fraternity party. And you know, if you're in the fraternity, which I am, shout out to Phi Beta Sigma, you know, when you're doing, the guys are doing their line stroll, your stroll is what they call it, you don't get in the way. You're going to get pushed out the way. Well, my friend didn't know that. I knew that because I went to college parties, part of DJ crew where I was in high school, but he didn't know it. So the guy came and pushed him and he pushed him back. So, you know, a little scuffle started, but for some reason, this guy had a razor blade in his hand and punched my friend in the temple and it sliced him from his ear to his temple. Blood was spilling everywhere. It was crazy. Never seen that stuff before in my life. And that's in college. Recently, talking about fraternities, another haze and death has happened. I believe the fraternity was Omega Psi Phi, where a gentleman was killed during a pledge process. In Chicago, we still have teens killing each other. It's everywhere. Now, Carnival seems to be a platform that people want to fight. Last year, I went to SeaWorld, and I was with my son and our cousin that came from West Palm Beach, and there was a lot of teenagers there. What she informed, and then what happened, it was a lot of fights that started to have where they closed SeaWorld early. What she informed us was that on Instagram, the young people talk about a place they're going to go, like they may want to go to SeaWorld or Universal or whatever, one of these, a popular spot. They go there to fight and to, you know, to do things. Recently, you have young black men and women that are taking over houses and having parties there that they know are abandoned. Or they're doing raids where they run into a store and steal stuff and all run out. Now, in no way am I saying that white kids don't do reckless things, but it seems to be black people that are doing it more often and using it as a flex. Now, maybe you could say the media just covers black people wrongdoers more and stuff like that. But see, we miss the bigger picture. And I may be crazy for this. We want to sit here and compare our wrong to other peep culture's wrong and say, well, we're doing wrong, but they're doing more wrong over there. And we're supposed to ignore the wrong we do in our culture and say, treat us fairly where we do wrong. You know, like they say, justice reform, criminal court system reform. Well, if a black man sells coke, he gets 30 years. But if a white man he only gets 15. It's unfair. But why don't we address the problem of why is that black man in jail for selling drugs? Like, we don't talk about, see, this is the problem in the black community. We don't talk about the root problems. We talk about the after effects of the problem. We want to do a comparison, blame white culture, blame America for us not being treated fairly when we do criminal activity. I heard somebody say, you know, even like with, and I talked about this before with Cannell Anthony, the young man that stabbed the white boy. So many people were praising him for his actions. Even Dr. Umar said some dumbass shit saying that situation is good because now other black white people will be on alert. That it taught black men to defend themselves. Do we hear the madness? We justify and glorify our sins, our darkness, our criminal activity. We glorify it. We say it's a flex. If anybody could sit there and say that a young man dying was justifiable because he was being because he was bullying somebody, even though they said there is video now that shows that there was no altercation, there was no fight, that he just stabbed them. Now, I don't know how correct that is. I don't know how truthful that is. But regardless of whether there was a problem or issue or a bullying, even if the white person was wrong for whatever, it still does not justify killing. It does not justify killing somebody. But people were going online saying, oh, yay, let's talk about the gentleman with the that killed the cop because a cop killed his son. Even though his son was in a stolen car, had a gun on him, he still was so mad at cops that he killed an innocent cop that had nothing to do with it. And what did people do? They justified it. Say, yeah, black man, keep your head up. An eye for an eye. You were real keen. Like, we are the only culture that sits there and do kill people, beat people up, and we say it's justifiable. See, I think my last podcast, I talked about Diddy and Cassie and how women will be a victim, but then victimize everybody else afterwards, saying that they're justified for doing it because they were a victim. Black people have that same mentality. Because we were slaves and we were victims, now everything we do moving forward is okay and justifiable. You know, system racism made us that we are against each other. The government programs made us that we're against each other. the lack of this and this and that. We blame everything for why we do dumb shit. No, but I mean, think about it. We blame everybody for why we do dumb shit. We blame everybody. Like I said in another podcast, I think a while ago, that our hoods could be great. Our projects could be magnificent. But we junk it up. Bullet holes in the walls, peeing in the elevator, just not keeping it up. Throwing garbage and old Chinese food and drinks in the grass and making it look like a pigsty. But then we blame the city or the government for why it's a ghetto. They put us in the ghetto. Only reason it's a ghetto because we treat it as a ghetto. Compton is nothing but houses. But because they treat it like a ghetto and don't have any respect for it, it looks like crap. The projects in New York City, in Orlando, in Miami, they look like crap. Not because they can't look beautiful. It's because we treat it like crap. We do that. Don't no white man come in there and say, oh, you have to be dirty. I've never in my life heard of any program or incentive or anything that promoted black people being nasty and dirty. Am I crazy? By the culture we have, we can't even go on a nice goddamn boat and enjoy our fun time. Me and my wife went on Virgin Cruise for 5 days. I enjoyed it. I wasn't thinking about no ghetto-ness. Me and my wife did content creation there. We talked about business moving forward. We relaxed. We made love. We did a lot of, we ate good food. It was a fantastic time. That one time that I think about beefing with somebody, being mad at somebody, let me get angry. Even people that have said dumb shit. We said, okay. And we kept it moving. Why? Because we were on a goddamn boat that we paid thousands of dollars to be on. And so we're going to enjoy our time. We're going to enjoy friends we met. I mean, you know, it was one of the first times that people recognized us. We were doing content on the boat and people, and then we got new fans that came up because now, you know, our pages are starting to get some traction on it. At the end of the day, I wasn't thinking about beefing. There were some incidents with people with attitudes and stuff. But I was like, hey, I am on this boat to have a great time, to enjoy time with my wife, to explore new things, to do content creation, to talk about our future, to make love at night, to hang. If you know Virgin, they have the hammocks in there in on the patios. I was there to have a good time and enjoy life. Nothing's going to make me mad to the point where I want to fight. What the hell? We went to the Bahamas. I'm eating good conch salad, shrimp, lobster, hanging out on the beach, living life. I got no time for no ghetto-ness. But they go on the Carnival cruise and they want to fight. They want to act up. Then they wonder why there's something called black fatigue. At first, I thought it was crazy. I was like, oh, shit. This is new. Oh, my God. These people are wilding. But I get it. Because other people are tired of black people. We say we're so oppressed, but we're so privileged to say and do whatever we want. But we oppressed. We buy billions of dollars worth of junk from other people, but then we complain that we're not supporting our own. But then we give the worst customer service ever. But we're supposed to buy black, or you're not black. We bash others for having different opinions of ourselves. Different opinions. You know, if I say I'm a Republican, oh, I'm the devil. Not, you know, why do you see it that way? Let's discuss political views. Okay, cool. We agree to disagree. That's fine. Maturely. But they were, oh, you ain't black. You ain't shit. They will argue and fight with you, Trump, for that motherfucker Trump. Blah, blah. Like, come on. We do the dumbest things in the world, that to the point we can't even go on a goddamn cruise ship and enjoy ourselves all together. Because I tell you, people, if you ever been on a Carnival cruise for that 3-day, 4-day one, you will see the most ghetto-est ass people on it. Like, literally, the fat woman with the tight little bikini with the nappy hair. You, and I hate the baby running around in the diapers. The ashy-looking ghetto-ass nigga with busted-ass sneakers with the jean shorts and the dirty tank top. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Or the black girl that got the horrible lace front that got so much goddamn mousse or gel in it that is like frozen in place with the ugly extra long nails with the nasty tank top on with the flip flops. I mean, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Let's be real. That's what you see on these cruises when you do the 3 days. And those are people fighting and acting the damn fool. We need to stop. Am I crazy for thinking that our people are ridiculous? We got to stop this shit. We got to stop it. We do too many things. We got to fix the culture. We got to fix us before we start talking about a motherfucking government or systematic racism, all that stuff. We need to fix us first. Because at the end of the day, we got to stop talking about reparations and all that stuff. Because let's say the government, white man, did everything we asked. Here's reparations. Here's fair treatment. Here's this, here that. And at the end of the day, what would we do with it? We don't know how to spend our money because we don't budget right. We don't know how to do things correctly. We don't know how to get along with each other. I mean, at the end of the day, we wouldn't even do nothing with it. We would get it and we'd be in a worse place because now we got everything we want. We ain't going to fix ourselves. We're going to be worse. Like, am I crazy? All right, guys. I appreciate you for another edition of Black Men's Mental Health Cast is Crazy. Thank you for downloading everything, the Culture Radio app. Thank you for your support for listening to the podcast, culture.skin, couple of critics, divorce not an option. I appreciate you guys. Until next time.